Assalamu alaikum. Peace be unto you. You are listening to From a Stranger to a Stranger. Today is Sunday, Dhulqa'dah the 16th of the Islamic year 1442, which corresponds to June 27th, 2021. And yes, a lot of stuff has gone on, a lot of time has gone past, but here I am again. So we had first off, before I get too into it, we got Eid coming up already. The next Eid is near us. It was a full moon a couple nights ago, so that means we have like 2 weeks till the next month. So alhamdulillah, that's coming up on the full moon, right? I was working driving route number 21, which goes from Union Depot in St. Paul, Minnesota, all the way down Marshall. Well, it goes down Selby, then Marshall, then gets on Lake Street. Marshall becomes Lake Street, and you drive on Lake Street all the way to Uptown Minneapolis, Uptown Transit Center. So you drive the whole length of the street. So I'm doing this, right? And I remember it was the full moon, because the full moon happened to be incredible. This month, right? It was really nice. And I'm driving, and I notice ahead of me, I'm coming up this little hill, and there's a light at the top of the hill. If you know St. Paul area, this is the light where you would turn left at to go up to the cathedral. And if you turn right, you go to the state capitol. Right, so I'm at this intersection. And there's a couple cars between my bus and the light. And you're kind of going uphill there, and the light is at the top of the hill. So I notice the light's green, and I have to turn left, so I'm in the left lane to turn left, and the traffic's not moving. There's like two cars, and then there's this other car that's at the light. And I notice that there happens to be a fight going on at the light, and it's like some white guy and some black dude fighting it out. And the white guy was really extremely agitated. I mean, I couldn't hear what he was saying, but you can just tell that he was really pissed. He was amped up, highly agitated, like ready to, you can tell in his face and his demeanor, he was ready to just like fight, you know, like hard. Whereas it looked like the black dude was like, yo, come on, man, chill out or whatever. And kind of like trying to de-escalate the situation. So then the white dude got in the car, and I couldn't see what was going on, right? But all the horns started honking. And so the car, it was this white Buick, had turned to go through the light. And then I saw what was happening, because when he turned, he came into my view. And the black dude was hanging on the hood of the car, like up by the windshield, you know, where you can hook your hands. He was like hanging and laying on the hood. And this guy's like kind of like trying to weave and get him off the hood, right? So the light turns green, you know, he goes, and then I forgot, like, there was a car or something between us, and they went and turned off or pulled over or something and didn't want to go. So I just was like, I'm not waiting on all this traffic or nothing and these people just watching this guy. I can just go right around this car. I don't really care. So I pull up behind it, and the car, I'm not like right on the bumper. The car is maybe about, I don't know, 50 feet ahead of me. And the door opens. So the car stopped. The dude on the hood kind of like jumped off. And then the car opened. And this black woman comes running out. And she comes like running down the street toward the bus. And what I, up until this point, what I had gauged was going on that these two people were fighting, but I didn't really know that somebody else was in the car or something. I thought it was like whatever. So as this woman was running toward me, she looked like really terrified. So I had assumed that she might be running toward the bus and I would just, she'd get in the bus, you know, like she's running from this dude who's in the car or something. I don't know, you know, right? So she does, she comes toward the bus, but then like crosses in front of the bus and goes to the side of it. So I'm like looking, and she looked scared. I mean, when she was running, she really looked scared. And I'm looking at her, and I heard this pop. And I'm like, that was a gunshot. And that gunshot was like really close. So I heard a second gunshot, then pop. And I mean, the space between, I'm talking now, but the space between the first and the second gunshot was probably like an eighth of a second or something like this. But when I heard that first gunshot, it like triggered, like, you know, like your heightened senses and my adrenaline. Like, it was like, oh, something's not right here, you know. And so in that state of mind, it's kind of like the slow motion matrix vision type of thing. So that started happening when I heard the second shot. It's kind of like my adrenaline, you know, kicked up another notch. Oh, crap. Pop, pop. You know, when I heard the second shot, I can tell then that it was coming from this car, you know. And so I didn't know if he was shooting at this girl or if he was shooting at the guy, because the guy ran kind of like in the opposite direction. But the girl, now, you know, in hindsight, after the fact, it makes sense. She probably saw this dude draw the gun, which is when she leaped out of the car, you know. And so after the second gunshot, I thought I should duck, right? That's what you do. You know, got duck for cover, right? So, and the only reason it was the second gunshot that triggered that, I think, was because it was like completely out of the blue that there was a gunshot to begin with. You know, it wasn't like you're in a situation and, you know, you, if you're in this type of environment, you kind of feel the tension and all this type of stuff. But man, it was like a nice night. It was like going into the evening, nice out. Everything was chill. You know, this car, I mean, it was just like complete. And where you're at, this was right in front of the cathedral, right? So it's not like you're in, if you know the area, this is like one of the nicest little freaking half mile radius of like the city, you know what I mean? Like, this is the massive cathedral of St. Paul is like here, you know? So it'd be, it's really nice. And this happened like right in front of it. So it was like that. It took the second shot to be like, okay, that really was a gunshot, not like some backfire or something. And so in the bus, if you're operating a bus, you're sitting in the seat, so all the controls basically come up to your waist level. And you're kind of like in a little compartment that wraps around the seat, basically. So you can't like duck anywhere because you can't really like get lower than the baseline of the, I guess it's like the dashboard, you know, that's around you. You can't get lower than that while you're in the seat, you know. And you're, I mean, I wear my seatbelt. I don't know how many other operators do, but technically you're supposed to be wearing your seatbelt. So, you know, it's not like you can dive. And now they have doors, like plexiglass doors, so I can't like jump out into the aisle without opening the door, you know. Back just like when I started driving, there was nothing between the driver and the aisle. You can just hop right out of the seat or something, but drivers were getting assaulted, so they had to put these like doors on. I mean, so that was like years ago. That was when I was first starting. So you figure like 8 years ago, that was the situation in Minneapolis, that bus operators were getting assaulted by people, and it was to the degree that they had to put these on. Like, it was a regular thing. I have my opinions on why a bus operator would get assaulted, and it's generally because they said something stupid, you know, or pushed an issue that didn't need to be pushed, you know, or escalated something, or whatever the case may be. But in Minneapolis, also because of this, where we are the only bus city, Twin Cities or Metro Transit runs the whole area. We're the only company or bus operators, transit, whatever you want to call it, that's allowed, that carries a police-issued pepper spray, which is different than like the mace you can buy at the store. We have to go to the there's like a uniform store where we get uniforms, and all the government, like police, fire, post office, everything gets their stuff from this store. And that's where you get this mace from as well. And it combines the two chemicals of pepper spray. So it'll affect people who are affected by one and vice versa. And it also affects animals. So you can spray it at, like, if you're being attacked by a dog or something like that, you can spray it at them and it'll like stop the dog. To take that though, to get this, you need to take a course. It's just like a 2-hour class, and the class is on de-escalation tactics. And then after that class, you have to actually, I believe I had to like give them my driver's license, and they take all your information, and you're actually given a permit to carry this pepper spray. So it's kind of like an involved thing, and every 2 years you got to renew your certificate, and you get to get this. Mainly, I guess the certificate allows you to purchase it from the store, because it's the same. It's like the police pepper spray that you get. So I happen to have that. So the first class, when I first started, that they did that, I was like, yo, I'm taking this class and I'm getting the pepper spray. So that shows you how bad, I guess, for lack of a better word, it was already. They had been done the pepper spray thing since before I started, right? So, excuse me, I knew about it, and I did it, you know, I did it right when I got hired. So then, now, right, so now here we are a bunch of years later, and clearly if you know, been following anything, you know what's been going on in Minneapolis, and it's just been going, I mean, since George Floyd, it has just gone, like, kind of worse. I mean, the cops aren't shooting people, but I mean, the crime, I don't know if it's crime, right? I mean, it's crime in the sense that crimes are being committed, but it's not like what you think of a crime. Like, oh, they robbed the liquor store or something like that. These people are just like shooting each other, right? Guns are going off all the time. So, you know, here I am. I can't take cover, right? Because there's no place to take cover. So I, at that point, like kind of stood like in, or I just sat in the seat and I counted the gunshots. And every time that one went off, like my adrenaline kind of went up a notch. And in the space, there were six gunshots, all right, that went off. And it was, I mean, if you fire off six rounds, and it was like pop, 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 you know, like that pacing, like a steady, I mean, it was probably like 4 seconds of time at the most went by. But in that time period, that time, like I said, you get like the slowed perception, heightened senses type of thing. And I thought, like, okay, after each one, there in that little pop, pop, that little half second or whatever between the two, I'm going to lower this input because it looks like it's blowing out the level. So sorry if every now and then you were hearing a brr or something. All right, so that looks better. so when... You know, between those two, it must have been like a—I don't know—you know—a microsecond of time. But it I remember in the state of heightened senses, I remember thinking, "Okay, I'm not dead. I'm still here, and bullets haven't hit the me or the bus or anything." Like at first I remember thinking, okay, I heard the gunshot pop. Okay, nothing hit the bullet or nothing hit the bus. I'm still aware and you know, active. I'm not dead. And then there was another shot, you know, and then so I kind of like thought that again. Okay, but which each one, you know, it's like with each shot, you are kind of, it's like Russian roulette, you know, like, you know, there's only six possibilities. So that's it. You know what I mean? And so as the one, two, three are going down, you know, it's just like the risk factor of the possibility of a stray shot hitting you is, you know, increasing a lot, you know. So I don't know, like I said, so I don't know who he was shooting at, which one, but he stopped and then the guy took off in the car. So I followed the car up because none of the everybody else kind of was just pulled over, but I called our control center and tried to get the police dispatched. I went up, I saw, you know, I got his license plate and everything, and, you know, that was that. So I don't know actually what the outcome or what the reasoning, I should look it up. Let me see if I could, like, look it up here. So that was the, Thursday, June 24th, shooting in St. Paul. All right, let's see. Crime. Oh, right here, let's see. Crime. No, okay, I'm looking on thisistwincities.com, but it just brought up a bunch of articles, not actually an article. It brought up this one. North St. Paul woman fired gun through bedroom window door, hitting ex-boyfriend. Yeah, this isn't. Let's see if there's more. No, that goes to the day before. Let me try one more thing. No, it doesn't look like it. Let's see what their Facebook page has it. It would have been on the... What was it, the 23rd, I said? It's not on. Well, in any case, yeah, so I don't know what actually occurred. Or what the reason why this incident happened or whatever, but it was pretty intense, man. I hung up, you know, after I talked with our control center. I said that I was fine, you know, because nothing happened, really. No, the bus, everyone was fine that was on the bus. So, you know, from that perspective, everything was fine. But then when I hung up and started continuing, like, I was really jacked up on adrenaline from that. Like, where my hands were, like, buzzing, like, with my fingertips. And it took me a minute to, like, calm myself. So, and it was weird. It was just a weird feeling. Because it kind of played out afterwards. Like, all this stuff I'm telling you now about between, like, what I was thinking between the shots and stuff was, like, after I hung up from our control center and, you know, the situation was ended, that's when I started, like, thinking more about that stuff. Like, oh, yeah, I was that. That's what I thought. That's when I thought that. That's when I thought this. So it was pretty, you know, I guess it was scary in a way, but I didn't feel scared, I guess. And this is what's weird, and this is, like, what I'm going to go into, like, talking about, like, related to something, like, religious or something. So I wasn't really scared, like, but I did think that I, you know, like, okay, am I going to die right now? You know, I remember that thought. And when I thought that, I kind of, like, waited for the next shot to go off. And then I was like, okay, I didn't die. Let me wait here again. Okay. Like, it, you know, like I was, it felt like my body was in a, such a heightened state during the time that the gun was being fired that it prepped itself for impact of a projectile hitting it. You know what I mean? So it was like, okay, that one didn't hit me. Like, you're like going like, you know, like tensing up and everything, you know, like, okay, I'm waiting to get hit now. And then it was like, okay, enough time went past that I didn't get, you know, like, it was like, okay, I'm not dead. All right. So that means it didn't hit me, you know, and I'm not bleeding out or nothing like this. Okay. Then I was like, all right, is there going to be another one? Bam. Oh yeah. Okay. That one didn't hit me, this, that. So it was pretty wild, man. And then, like, after the fact, you know, it kind of makes you think, like, well, I could have died, you know what I mean? And of course, we go through our day. I mean, you can die at any time. At, you know, it's from a Islamic perspective, you don't know when you're going to die. So, and it can be from, you know, at any point, really. But when you're in these types of situation, it feels like death is closer. And I think it's because you become aware that the events around you are increasing your chances of death. Like, it's kind of like with every shot, it came closer. Like, the fabric of reality was, like, frozen in, like, a suspended animated state. And if there's, like, a wall between, like, obviously we can't see this wall, but if there's a wall between us and what we can't see, like, the unseen, excuse me, is what we say in, you know, Islam. If there's, like, some sort of perception wall there, and I felt like at that moment, the other side of that wall, like, was like, that was like the end, or that, like, on the other side of the wall, there was like nothing or something. You know what I mean? It was like another, I don't mean like nothing, like, okay, everything ends. I mean, like, there was like something else, you know, that couldn't be, like it was the literal end of this reality and the beginning of a different reality. I guess that's how to put it, which ultimately we believe death is. But it's like that wall is like coming closer, and, you know, it was like 20 feet away from me. You know, that's what it felt like, right? So, and normally we don't even think about this because you go about your daily life. Like, now I'm just sitting here recording this. So the chances of death coming from outside of my, like, immediate surroundings is, you know, probably really low right now. Whereas in that moment, it was extremely high, you know, and that's what, like, triggers this, you know, heightened sense and everything. So it was something, man. It was something. And it was the full moon. And that's why I remember, you know, all this happened. And, you know, they say people go crazy on the full moon. And it seems like it is, man, all the time. You know, these, and now Minneapolis is starting to feel like a little bit closer to before the CV happened, you know, the before times or whatever they refer to it as. There's more people out. I mean, it's the middle of summer, or summer starting. You know, more people are out. It's hot. You know, this, that. We got, what's his name, Floyd's killer, right? His whole thing went down. You know, then he just got sentenced to 22 and a half years. I mean, do we think that's enough for that? You know, a lot of people don't think so. A lot of people don't think that that was enough for him. Now, you know, I personally would like to see him in jail for life. You know, but I mean, let's be honest. I'm not against the death penalty. So, sometimes, you know, I don't know if it's warranted here, because, you know, he'll probably argue that, you know, it wasn't intentional. And I think I said this before too, I don't believe that he went out intentionally in the morning to kill him. So, you know, unfortunately, that's what happened though. But a lot of people didn't think that 22 years is long enough. I suspect the majority of those people never been in a jail or a prison. I bet that is. So they're just thinking of what they envision a prison to be. And whatever you envision it to be, you have no concept, and it's probably much worse, you know. And the worseness of it is not from the physical aspects of jail, or, you know, that you got to be hard and you can't do this. It's like the psychological effect and that goes on in a prison situation, where you have the thinking about this, thinking about your case or whatever it is, you know. You are, as an inmate, the lowest class of person in our society, right? So think about that. Even, you know, no matter what, even a homeless dude is higher than you in our society. Well, you are in prison, right? And this is because your rights are taken away, right? Your right to freedom is gone. You know, so these people that want longer sentences, yeah, I mean, I guess I agree. I would like to see him in jail. And I think it's because not only did he kill this dude, George Floyd, the action started something that caused so much monetary damage to the city, right? I mean, that if you drive down the city, the buildings that were burned down, I mean, those buildings got leveled. Like, now they're lots, and that now they're just starting to rebuild these places. You know, which you can think, like, okay, yeah, I'll just throw this conspiracy out that I thought of, because I'm driving down. I drive for my job. I drive down the street multiple times a day. That goes in front of the police station that we were at and watched it burn in front of the Arby. It goes right down Lake Street in front of the Target, the Cub, everything there. In fact, there's a detour now also that goes around where the bank was that burnt down. A bank burnt down. I don't know what the heck that was. That was like the cat or something. Yeah, so, you know, I see this all the time, and it makes you think, like, of gentrification, because when they rebuild those, they're starting to rebuild them, they're making these nice, nice buildings, you know, and what burned down was generally older buildings that, you know, had character and stuff, but they could have probably used updating and everything anyway, but now they're making these nice things, you know. So it's interesting in that regard. But yeah, man, so much money he cost to people, and this, you know, and the money that the city gave to Floyd, I think they gave his family like $27 million, you know, and all this, but we still have, you know, he still has federal charges up against him. So perhaps, you know, he'll get a longer sentence or something there. But they're saying, excuse me, that the federal charge, he'll probably take a plea bargain. I was reading that on the news, that they think he's going to take a plea bargain. excuse me, a plea bargain, which would, like, consolidate all this stuff together, and he'll end up doing federal time. So, I mean, whatever it is, but you people who don't think it was it was a big enough sentence. You know, it was big. You have to think that prior to this in Minneapolis or St. Paul, no police ever got charged with anything. Right? Or they got charged, but they never got convicted of anything. Right? Never. The only one cop that was convicted of killing someone was a Somali, and he killed a white woman, right? And if you know about this case, it was not, you know, it wasn't like George Floyd, right? What his case was, I believe the woman, something was happening at her house, or the cops were called to her house or something, and I guess she had opened the door or something, and I don't remember what, but she ended up getting shot because the police mistaken her for something, or that type of incident happened. So that's not, you know, that's a much lesser degree of this, I believe. You know, and I think I forgot how much he got. You know, I don't think it was, I think it was like 4 years, but I'm also thinking like 10 years. But 10 years seems like a lot for that, because I think that was the same type of, like an involuntary, I don't know what this type of thing would be, this classification of killing someone. But, you know, even if he got 10 years, you know, the death of George Floyd was double that, you know, only, you know, and when you consider the crime, like being choked out for 9 minutes, you know, that's like, like when you consider the whole circumstance, right, that him getting choked out, it being streamed or recorded, you know, the crowd, people telling him to stop, like all this type of stuff, you would think might be, that's more than double, more than a 50% increase of what this other dude, the Somali, did. So in that case, you know, I completely lost my train of thought. Well, whatever, you know, he's going to jail. I guess that's the ultimate thing. So that sound, I don't know if the mic picked it up before when I talked about the cat, but the cat actually caught a mouse, and I don't know if that sound was the cat hissing or the mouse screaming when it like got chomped by the cat, but that's what that sound was. I'm in the garage. So my garage, obviously I have my cat's technically an outdoor cat. He lives out here. Sometimes he's in the house. So there's mice that come through, because there's like a little, like the way the foundation goes, there's like a crack that goes down into the dirt. So mice come through and he just catches them, which is good, because that's the reason I got them, because the mice screw up your cars in the winter. All right, well, I'm going to end it. I yapped for 40 minutes, so those were really the main things I wanted to talk about. I wanted to talk about that gun shooting and just, you know, go into George Floyd a little. But, yeah, the gun thing, and that makes you think, ma'am, you know. But I'll let it go. Thanks for listening. Assalamu alaikum. Have a good night.